Hey there.
What are you, David Lynch?
Welcome to season two of Toy Pizza. We're doing a totally different format. This is a long form video podcast.
Just so we keep it, you know, conversational and, you know, so we can talk about it and, you know, we're going to hang out and talk about toys.
No retakes. We're doing it all in one take.
We're just winging it.
What if I say the F word?
We're trying not to swear. We'll see what happens.
But if you do say the F word, you know, f*** it. Leave it in.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Well, we're your host and the host of Toy Pizza. I'm Nikki.
Jesse.
And Cade.
And so we got some news for you guys today.
Let's talk about news.
All right, so recently we looked up some new Ninja Turtle toys. What do you guys think about that?
So they have Bebop and Rocksteady coming out in the Playmates line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of how they've been sort of revamped for the animated series, but They've kind of captured some of the good stuff of those characters originally.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, what's his face? The Bebop is really skinny, like, compared to the way he used to be. You know, I like the traditional Bebop with the red Converse.
And he has, like, a Tron suit.
Yeah. He's, like, purple. He has, like, a Cyclops visor thing.
I think
he still has the Mohawk, though.
He's joined Daft Punk, is the story.
Pretty much, yeah.
This we got from CrookedNinja.com, and there's a Jax Tiger Claw robotic foot soldier. And also, the comic book turtle shipping in September.
That's next month.
Yeah, those would be really cool. My biggest bone to pick with the Playmates line, which I really love generally, is Mutagen Man. They really, the revamp of Mutagen Man just has lost all of the character and the flair of the original. You know, the original was this clear dome body
right, with
eyeballs and a brain and a really grotesque and rotting sort of limbs, and the version from the animated series just looks so sanitized and boring. And
yeah, well, so, like, to be fair, like, I mean, you can't really, like, put blame on Playmates, I don't think.
Certainly.
You know, in the original animated series, you know, Playmates did draft up all the designs, and then they made the toys, and then they did the designs in the show. Whereas this one, I think, is more focused around the show, and then Playmates takes their designs, and then, you know, because, like, actually, Bebop is much skinnier in the animated series because the pictures leaked of him.
Mm.
And they were probably like, how are we supposed to make a toy out of this? Because, you know, he's so skinny. So actually, the toy of Bebop looks like a little bit beefier than the actual version in the show. But anyways, Mutagen Man in the series, it's a weird storyline. Tell you that right now. So he probably, that's probably why it looks weird. And actually, he's all goopy. It has, like, real goo in the toy.
Mm. Well,
I don't know.
The whole thing about this, the new Ninja Turtles toys coming out from Playmates, Cade, you actually told me about them. And I didn't know this, but the comic book line, they all have red bandanas. Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, because, I mean, the original comics, like, black and white, so it's just shades of, you know, black and white. So, no reason for color. So when they adapted the cartoon series, I watched recently just the, what is it called?
The documentary.
Yeah.
Under the Shell?
No, I think
Over
it's
the Shell?
Turtle Power, I think.
Turtle the Shell?
No, I think it's Turtle Power.
Under the Sewer Cover.
Something like that.
Out of Our Shells. It was named after the 80s,
Well, they cover that in the documentary.
Oh, boy.
No, but it's called, I think it's called Turtle Power, the Definitive History of the Ninja Turtles. And in that, they talk about how the guy who was, directed to adapt this comic to the animated series, that he was like, they all look the same. What do we do? And so what, you know, he came up with was giving them different colored bandanas and also the lettering on their belt buckle.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's like, I don't care about turtles.
That's not. I'm not saying that. I love the turtles very much. So,
Well, then why don't you act like?
Okay. Moving on to our next segment, we got what do we see in the news? Dragon Ball Z pop vinyls. I've been seeing a couple of them pop up in store, and it's just great to see that, you know, Funko finally has Dragon Ball Z, because, you know, there's tons of characters, you know, and there's tons of forms. You know, just to kick it off, you got Perfect Frieza, Perfect Cell, Vegeta, Goku, and Super Saiyan Goku.
And The Cell, which is that movie starring Jennifer Lopez.
As in Pop Funko Vinyl.
Right. It's a DVD Pop Vinyl. Speaking of The Cell, though, I love that director. His name
Tarsem.
Is Tarsem, and he did The Fall.
The Fall is one of my all-time favorite films ever. It is so amazing. We need Pop Vinyl figures of all the characters from The Fall.
And then Lee Pace was the guy. And I was
amazing.
Like, who the hell is Lee? And I'm like, oh my god, he was in The Fall.
That's right. And he was in. He played Ronin in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and that's what made me, like, look back and I'm like, Lee Pace, oh my god, The Fall.
Now, we can give you guys a little hint that Funko will be appearing a lot more in Season 2 of Toy Pizza.
Maybe.
And we're discussing some very interesting things to do with them. So keep your eyes on the dial. Well, you don't really use dials.
Not especially in this format of a show. There's no dials.
Did you have the television you had to use the
with internet, know, yes. I had
that. No, the, you know, you had a little wrench you had to turn the dial with because the button broke
off. But I did have tube TVs, like the thing that you had to open, pull back, and it had a red, green, and blue tube that projected the light onto the screen.
Oh, boy.
And that's weird. Around.
All right, so back to Funko and Dragon Ball Z. I mean, honestly, I would love to see a Boo.
No, yeah, I mean, like, this is you said, oh, they're selling. I'm like, what? That's weird. Like, because in the first round, you know, Vegeta in Saiyan armor makes sense. Super Saiyan Goku makes sense. Frieza makes sense. Who else is in there? Piccolo makes sense. But then they put Cell, and I'm just like, that's already into the next saga. I feel like they should have, you know, like, did, like, this phase. You know how they do phases?
Well, they could have done Raditz. They could have done,
Like, Raditz,
Squad.
Kid Gohan. Oh.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Could have done Dick Cheney.
Reagan, maybe. No, but like Kid Gohan, he would have been good in that bunch. You know what I mean? So then they could have done, in the Cell games, they could have done, you know, like Mr. Satan or whatever his name is.
Hercules.
Hercules. Cell.
You guys could just be
the
making
androids.
Up. You could be making up names. I have no idea if this is real or not.
They could have done the androids. I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm just saying.
Used that joke like three times.
It doesn't
just
matter.
Saying,
no, no. I just think that they, they didn't.
Ooh, strong
whatever.
Vodka.
You know, why everyone drink water at the same time?
Mine's Bad Boy juice.
Very parched.
Okay. It's half icy. Next up, we have way back when we featured a couple of Zelda toys, and the Nendoroid series from Figma is gonna produce this Wind Waker Link figure, and apparently from Amazon, it's been pushed back to November.
That's BS.
So you can have Link fighting the Titan that we featured in the Attack on Titan episode.
You can have him fighting anybody, from that line. There's a Mikasa, there's a Levi, and there's an Eren.
Or maybe they could just, talk about the issues. They don't necessarily have to fight, in
put
real
the
life.
Down.
Yeah.
We don't really battle that much.
I'm disappointed in this because it's supposed to come out in August originally. And I was like, great timing. I can treat myself, get it for my birthday. Didn't happen. So now it's in November.
It can come in as a turkey stuffer.
Or you can just lie to our fans and say your birthday is in November.
That's true.
And
I could have a whole other birthday.
Have a Amazon wish list.
It might not show up on camera, but you have an eyelash on your cheek.
Yeah, I was noticing that too. It was driving me crazy. Yeah.
Sorry. Is it gone?
I was going to fix it.
Makeup!
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone now, yes.
Okay.
I mean, Wind Waker being my personal favorite Zelda, I'm really excited for that figure. I want them to do all the characters. I want them to do, especially Ganondorf,
That would be
and
sweet.
And Makar. I just want anybody to just please make me a figure of Makar.
Cool.
I just want all the shopkeepers ever made. That'd be amazing. Start with the original one.
Yeah. Beetle Shop is actually one of my favorite songs.
Oh,
I want the fish.
Yeah. I get the reference.
Okay. Well.
Anyways, Toon Link's my main in Smash Bros. So happy he's returning in the game. Happy that he's getting an Android. So.
So that's I guess all we have for news. Anything else that you guys?
That's all the news.
That's
all the news that's fit to print.
Let me see. Anymore?
I can't read.
Did you say how much he is and all that stuff?
You can say how much he is.
Well, according to Amazon, he's going to be $49.99 and free shipping. But the item will be released on Amazon November 19, 2014.
So
it looks like it's
delayed again. We look forward to that date being pushed back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It could be delayed again.
Now, does that come with Amazon Prime shipping?
I don't know. Let's see. No. I don't know.
I buy my toilet paper from Amazon.
Okay.
I buy everything from Amazon.
I don't blame you.
I take Lamaze class on Amazon.
I don't blame
All right,
you.
So
we'll we'll be back after the break. We have a little interstitial here.
Do we do breaks?
We could do interstitials like din din
yeah.
din.
Yeah. That's it for news. See you later.
No, just like that. No.
Spotted online. What juicy tidbits have you guys come across this week on eBay or maybe on the message boards? I was cruising through the personals on 4chan. I was cruising through the toy board on 4chan. And I saw a photo of the Revoltech Punish Snake from Metal Gear Solid 5. So even though I don't really love Revoltechs and I have a lot of buyer's remorse every time I pick one up, I'm definitely going to buy that because I need to have Snake in every single scale and every toy line ever made.
I have to definitely give it to you for having such an awesome Snake collection. So that's really, really sick. I mean, I love all the hot toys that you have, and like you said, like in various scales. That's really cool. Is there anything else like that they're doing? Like Robotech is doing anything else with?
Well, Figma has a 6-inch action figure Snake that's coming out, and that's based on how he looked in Metal Gear Solid 2. And also, somebody pointed out, Snake's appearance in Metal Gear 2 is the same suit that he wears in Metal Gear Solid 1, just without the vest.
Oh. Hmm. That's interesting.
Which I never really thought about it like that. Either way, his butt looks great in both games.
Okay. Can we agree?
High polygon count, right? You know what I mean?
Especially in that cardboard box.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned eBay and boards and stuff like that. I don't know if those of you who are watching and listening, that a great place to find like what's available for trade and sale, just Instagram. Check out the hashtag Toys for Trade and Toys for Sale. You know, I just browse that daily and just check out what they have. Like, I saw a couple of Krangs, and I saw a couple of just like lots of like various like Super Sentai you know, figurines.
Yeah, I've been almost exclusively buying all my old action figures off of Instagram. It's an amazing sort of marketplace. It's obviously more risky because you don't have the protection of eBay. But I got 4 Toxic Crusader action figures in the package for $60 shipped. And that's it's a great price, and I love those figures so much. You know, I was able to get the ones that I had when I was a kid, and they promptly went into my storage unit, and they'll never be seen again. So, happy ending.
Dang.
Is there anything that you spotted, kid, or?
Yeah, I follow Tyson Hesse, I don't know how to say it, but he's the...
I believe it's Hesse.
Possibly. He's the cover artist for Bravest Warriors issues 1 through 20, I want to say. But, you know, first, you know, bunch of comics. Really talented artist. He's done some great stuff. Now he's doing Amazing World of Gumball comic. So I follow him on Twitter, and he posted a picture of, like, his, like, semi-toy collection. And it was basically, like, Super Smash Brothers for toys. He had, like, I think he had, like, Lucario, Sonic, the Mario, Tamashii. And like a couple other toys. I can't even remember the actual picture. I'd have to pull it up. But yeah, it was super cool. And I was like, man, that's so amazing. And then he like wrote back and was like, yeah, I'm just waiting for the Lucina figure. And I'm like, what? And that's when I found out that they were like potentially making a Fire Emblem Lucina figure. So, and then I found out about the Luigi too. So,
you know what? We can we'll put all these photos up on our Tumblr the day that this episode airs, so that our fans can go and check out everything we're talking about.
Probably overlaid right now. No.
Well, still, you can totally check out. If you're listening, you can totally check out.
Oh, yeah, if you're listening, there you go. We got to start saying that.
Tumblr. That's good podcasting.
We got to start saying that now. If you're listening, yeah.
Yeah, so check out toypizza.tumblr.com and see the pics.
Yeah.
So that it for featured on?
Almost, except if you are already a fan and you already go to our Tumblr, then you saw this image sneaked there.
Honestly, Jesse didn't even send it to us first. He posts it on Tumblr. And
that's called saving it for the show, but
I guess so, because like, this is the one I'm first. So for those of you listening, you can't see, but what...
But we're not going to say what it is.
Oh.
That's now, messed up.
Clearly, this is our friend, the Knight of the Slice.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to tell you what scale this is. I'm not going to tell you what it's for. This is different than our action figure, which we will be showing very soon in a future episode. We're going to show you the prototypes. This is a totally new project, and it's top secret. And we'll continue to sneak little peeks at it in all of these podcasts and video podcasts of ours.
Now, I don't think this is giving anything away, but if we want to give the listeners a hint,
sure,
could we just say it has something to do with Alpha 5 from Power Rangers?
It absolutely does. That's a really good point.
Okay. Oh,
there's a connection here between what you see in this photocopy and Alpha 5, the beloved sidekick of the Power Rangers from the original American television show.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep checking in with us and keep watching the show, we will reveal the mystery.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, definitely more Knights of the Slice updates coming soon, and we'll definitely have something, our hands on something, rather sooner than later.
Mwah.
Well, it is kissable.
It's totally kissable.
So today we have a special unboxing, unveiling for you guys at home. Do you guys like Mega Man? Who likes Mega Man?
I love Mega Man.
I love Mega Man.
One of my former jobs was designing Mega Man toys at Jazzwares, as many people know.
No, but actually, a lot of people don't know, so can you talk about that for a little bit? I mean,
sure.
We can totally show it on screen, but, like, that line is actually pretty amazing.
Well, Jazzwares had started making Mega Man toys probably about a year before I came on board. And when I did, I started to kind of work with the existing tooling and improve upon them. So the wave where Cutman first appeared, that was under my purview. And you can see we kind of started to get closer to the source art and integrate some interesting features like Cutman's scissors shoot out of his head. There's a little spring mechanism. Then the high water mark of my toy design career, in the commercial sense anyway, was definitely the Retro Roto figures. And we're going to dedicate a whole episode to Mega Man in the future. I'll bring in all the prototypes and show you everything that was involved in the line. But one of the figures I always loved, which we didn't really nail at Jazzwares, was Mega Man Zero from the Game Boy Advance game,
right.
I believe.
Well, I just love the Rotomotive versions of that, and that's how it was revealed to me, because I didn't know that you even worked on it until you picked it up, and it's sort of like, I made these. I'm like, what are you talking about? And just on the back, on the cardstock, you know, the two that are, like, you know, blacked out, you know, you, like, one of them wasn't actually ever made.
Yeah, you know, not all the Retro Rotos made it to stores. I believe that,
a sample exists?
Iceman? Or Coldman? Who's...
Cold Prince.
Cold Prince.
Wood? The wood one?
I think it's Iceman, yeah, from Mega Man 1. He was actually tooled, but no production was made of it. Yeah. So the tool exists out there somewhere. Maybe the same case for Woodman as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unfortunately, we never got to Wave 2, and it's a great line. And, you know, I didn't work on it totally by myself. I had great people like Mike DeCamp, who actually is still at Jazzwares, Joe Amaro, who's gone on to do a lot of He-Man stuff. You know, we had a really solid team. And we did the best we could within the sort of tight budgets of... Yeah. Of that company. And, you know, we had some hits and we had some misses. But today, what we have here is a very special, way advanced copy of Tamashii Nation's Mega Man Zero.
Very fancy.
Now, we featured Mega Man from Tamashii's line. We featured Mega Man from Tamashii Nation's on the show. We have the Mega Man X in the full armor. Mm-hmm. And you might have gotten a glimpse of Zero as well, but he actually wasn't featured. And these are actually purchased from Jesse. I got a set myself of a Zero and an X, and so did Cade from Jesse. And then here I'm holding Jesse's personal figure of the Chrome version of him. And this one actually goes for a decent amount.
Yeah, this was, I believe, the Comic-Con version. Maybe, I want to say 2012, 2011.
And interesting about the Zero, the shoulder armor, you know, it's bald instead of like the square piece. The square one, that one came with a sword.
Yeah, the second version of this Zero figure came with the square shoulder. So this is the first edition. So at Jazzwares, we made the GBA Zero. And we'll show that at a later date. I'll put some pictures up on our Tumblr. Then Kotobukiya, and I apologize, I don't have all the pieces to this still, made a very cool model kit.
Dang. Oh, it's a model kit. That's why. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It looks, you know, the colors are a bit more basic. And,
okay.
This was actually a sprue kit that you cut out and put together. They've done classic Mega Man as well. They've done some great
makes more sense.
Characters. And then now, this year, we're going to see this Zero figure, which...
Oh, that's not him. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, this is him?
Yeah.
Oh, this is sick.
No, this is...
So this is amazing because...
This is amazing, yeah.
They have included a lot of his weapons from the game, which, you know, is something he's been underserviced with previously.
So we haven't opened this yet.
No.
But it was sent to us by our friends at Tamashii. They were kind enough to send it to us in advance to check out and have on the show.
So now, there's...
Jeez, sorry.
Oh, you broke it. There's a, you know, a running joke about Zero as an action figure in that his hair always breaks.
Right.
This one.
Okay.
Like this one right here is very fragile.
Yeah,
it's
and mine
impossible.
Broke. Yeah. Mine did break. It's too heavy.
So it looks like they're doing a sort of ball joint here to articulate the hair, and maybe that will allow him to fare better. We should also mention this is a very early FEP shot, so this is not indicative of the final quality of the figure.
Yeah.
Now, FEP means...
That's a really good question. Sometimes it means for
something... Purposes.
Purposes. For example purposes, I think.
Oh, I thought it was for extreme play, and so we were going to roughhouse with it. Right?
No. Yeah, you can see, you know, a lot of these joints have not been debugged. They haven't been tightened up in the engineering sense. So it's, oh boy.
Yep, there you go.
It's very loose, but they have really nailed the proportions of this character.
Yeah, totally.
There was also, I think, a garage kit of Mega Man Zero that was out there. I don't know how easy it is to come by, but it looked like it was a pretty phenomenal sculpt.
The weapons seem to be made out of sea glass.
That's not a weapon. Sharp. That's a toothpick, I think.
Yeah.
Or an envelope opener.
No, it's a pick for his hair, for his beautiful long blonde
hair.
Right,
yeah, of course, his wig.
Have you played any of the Mega Man Zero games?
I played the ones on Game Boy Advance. Is this the one? Does this... I don't know. Which one does this go to? I actually don't know.
Well, it would have been... What are there, four Game Boy Advance games?
There's a bunch of them. Yeah, you know, I want to say there's like... I mean, there's not as many, you know, Zero games, but there's a ton. Like, they...
Yeah, I think there's three or four of them.
I think a lot of them were made by a company called Inti Creates, and they actually just came out with a new game recently called Azure Striker, which is, you know, everyone was talking about Mighty No. 9 and how that was kickstarted, and it's very similar to Mega Man.
Yeah.
And then Inti Creates, which basically made the Zero games, comes out and says, hey, you know, we made this new game called Azure Striker, and, you know, they didn't crowdfund it, so it's like, wait a second, we're getting the Zero game, we didn't have to crowdfund, but we're getting Mighty No. 9, which we had to crowdfund, so it's sort of weird, but interesting thing about Azure Striker, Azure is a color, and then Striker, if you think about Mega Man, the blue bomber.
Yeah.
So
there's going to be two homage games out on the market.
Correct. That's right.
Both by the same guy.
Well, yeah, Keiji Inafune has like some involvement into the Azure Striker game, but
it's a little bit controversial because the whole point of doing Mighty No. 9 is like I can't make the game that I want to make.
Yeah. Well, so Inti Creates, I think, is associated with Capcom. But the game's cool. You know, it's on 3DS. I think only 3DS. I don't think it's on Wii U. But it's on 3DS. You can get it if you download it within the first 3 months. You'll get like an additional, like, small mini game that they also made. So, but anyways, Zero. Yeah, no, I love the GBA games. They're actually really hard.
They're incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a lapsed gamer, and I am by no means sort of an expert, but I quit the game in frustration, and I don't think I picked it back up again.
Yeah, no, they are really hard.
There was a collection of all the Mega Man Zero games. It was, I think, three or four of them, and you had the option to sort of play them on easy mode in sequential order, or go through each individual mode and each individual title and choose your difficulty. And I could not get past any of the games.
You know, one of our fans has probably beaten every single Zero game.
Oh, well, let's shout him out, why don't we?
Mr.
Hunter Rizal.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's our biggest Mega Man fan that
exists. Yeah, he actually, you know... You can probably see a picture right now, but we got to meet him when he came to our meetup in New Jersey.
I don't mind doing this at all. I'm totally just gonna take a break while you talk and just totally look up his Instagram.
Yeah, no, this is good pod.
Yeah,
this is really good pod.
This is good potty.
All right, so it's xHunter_Razael RAZAEL, and literally every day he'll post some sort of Mega Man related item, and he has a bunch of weekly things, daily things, you know, like he has a Monday manual and stuff like that, and item get, and it's actually pretty impressive.
I will tell you a little fun fact. You know, so I'm a huge fan of Mega Man. I love all things Mega Man. You know, I wish the Mega Man X series would just come back, you know, and not give me this Mighty No. 9 stuff. I'll take it, but, you know, I'd rather have an X game. But, you know, the point is, I've been following Hunter for a while, and early on in the Toy Pizza days, was it episode 2 when we featured Mega Man X?
Maybe 4.
It doesn't matter. It was really early, right? We featured Mega Man X, and so I'm trying to get the word out of there. I did some guerrilla marketing on Instagram, and you know, I was following Hunter already, and I said, hey, you should totally check out Toy Pizza. They featured Mega Man X. And he was like, wow, thank you so much for showing me Toy Pizza. They're really cool. And like, he didn't realize that I was a part of Toy Pizza. He was just like, and then so he recently did a post about the New Jersey Mall.
Right.
And he was in that caption. He says, yeah, like I actually found Toy Pizza through Instagram. So thanks to whoever showed me it. He still doesn't know. Yeah. So I mean,
you listening?
He's watching now or listening now. So
it's like, huh, this was the guy.
Yeah. So I've been following you a long time, Hunter. You know, I'm a big fan of your picks. So.
Kate, of course, is referring to the Get In on This FYE event that we did a few weekends ago. That was a great sort of turnout. It was a great way to interact with fans. I didn't know we had that many people that knew the show that were in this sort of tri-state area.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun, and I'm, you know, big shout out to everybody that came up.
Especially that. Cheetos.
Yeah. Cheetos was great. And BW Comics. So what else can we say about what I love about this toy, you know, again, it's not the final version, but dude, the helmet is just so sick. Like, that's why I love, like, Mega Man, you know, Zero.
Yeah, this thing is gorgeous. I'm sure we're going to put a lot of photos up on our Instagram and on Tumblr.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you're looking at B-roll of it right now.
Yeah, this is...
In theory.
It's gorgeous, and I love all the weapons, and I hope they do a couple other paint schemes of him. You know, I like that one of the appeals of Mega Man characters is all the different armors and color schemes that they have, and, you know, it's great to see them sort of lined up side by side.
Now, all I gotta say, I wanna ask you, Tamashii did this one on the metallic, you know, Mega Man X.
Yep.
Have they ever done a metallic, Zero with, red, like a red metallic, plastic?
Not to my knowledge, and that would actually be a great one for them to do. Although, what I really wish Tamashii would do is Sigma, the villain from Mega Man
X. Right, totally. Yes.
And they have done a really great statue of him with very dynamic, flowing cape and menacing look, but I want that Sigma as a traditional action figure. I want to pose him. You know, he's got the lightsaber that he uses.
Yeah, no, he's sick.
It's just such it's a great villain. It's a great character.
Give me a mech like to scale, you know, where he goes inside the thing.
Oh, the ride armor?
Yeah.
So that would be the size of a small dog.
Yeah, really? Oh, man, that would be cool, though.
But there is a model kit of the ride armor that is in scale with the 5-inch model kits.
Oh, like this one?
No, it's a little smaller than that. Yeah. Mm. I'll bring in some of the model kits when we do our full Mega Man episode, because that's a great line as well. So what do we think? Is this a must-buy?
You know, I don't know. When can people expect to buy it?
I think later this year, you know. I check Amazon.
I just checked my phone. Hunter said he's going to pass on that. He doesn't want that.
Weird. No, he's totally going to get it. He's probably so jealous of us right now.
I know.
Oh. Like, just holding this, he's like, oh, my God.
Hunter, you don't know what you're missing out on.
You don't know
buddy.
What you're missing out on. I mean, you got multiple hands here, all the
it's
weapons.
It's two facial expressions.
Two facial expressions.
Yep.
Do you think that his hair, again, it's not final, so his hair is going to be a little more flexible? I feel like this might snap.
Anything can happen if you want it to happen.
You know, like, oh yeah, I see what you mean.
If you believe in yourself.
But yeah, I mean, like the hair, even the hair is like articulated.
Yeah, for multiple poses.
Yeah, I mean, really bang up job on the articulation.
Because again, the Zero, you know, Cade is on the verge of breaking. I might, you know, break him when he's not looking, but like mine did fall off.
Right.
So you had to be very delicate with the Zero from Mega Man X, but...
Yeah,
I mean, that's the character. I don't think it besmirches the quality of the manufacturers. It happens to everybody. It's an impossible sort of weight and, you know, from an engineering standpoint. So.
I mean, that's why I use Maybelline.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And we should also probably just go ahead and call out the character designer and say, you know, you're a fool for doing that.
Yeah, well, here's your platform to do that.
Yeah, an idiot.
He's watching right now.
No, I'm kidding.
I love characters that have long, flowy hair, you know, for posing.
Oops.
Okay, well, that's called a doll, and that's totally on you.
They're dollies.
But thank you guys so much for watching this unboxing.
So yeah, thanks again to Tamashii for providing the sample for this beautiful Zero figure. It's
hello to Hannah and Adam. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully we can have more stuff like this in the future.
We're definitely going to dedicate an entire episode to Mega Man, and we would love to have Jesse talk more about the toys that he's worked on.
Yep.
And we can definitely take a look at more samples and more detailed look at this sample.
And I love to talk, so I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll do multiple Mega Man episodes. Let's jump to fan stuff.
Eventually, we're going to get set up so that we can do a little live interacting.
Yeah.
But for the time being, we asked our fans to leave us some questions on Instagram. And the lovely Tiff is going to read them out to us, and we will get you guys the answers.
And also, as fans go, if you ever have a question for us at any time, you can always tweet at us or leave a comment in our YouTube section. So
yeah, and at this point, I have more fans than I have real friends. So that's great. Doing good.
I'm just a fan of you.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. All right, question number one.
Okay, so a few people are asking in different ways. What's your favorite toy? What would you save from a fire? What's your favorite childhood toy?
Well, this tech deck that's found here in the office, you know, I play with this frequently while I'm editing, and it's really, really nice. If save it from a fire, you bet.
That's an interesting way to say that.
Jesus.
Well, you'd have to save it from a fire because it's made out of wood, and
it's
a
piece of wood.
It will spark the flames.
That's not wood.
It's a piece of wood.
That's not wood.
Okay. Pizza wood?
You want to go down the line?
I actually used to have one of those banker boxes called, and I wrote on it, Toys to Keep, and it was my sort of firebox. I really put a lot of forethought into it, actually. Since I moved, that, you know, it's not as well organized. I would let it all burn, man. Mm-hmm. I would let it all burn. I would feel so free not to be burdened by these earthly possessions, and then I could start my collection over from scratch.
Alright, can we cue the fire? Alright.
No, I was kidding! Okay, more fan questions coming up.
From the lovely Tiff, who you might recognize her voice from Toy Pizza. And you can totally come on screen.
Nah, we're good. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang, harsh.
Alright, lovely Tiff. Okay, another fan question. Hit us.
All right, we have this question coming from Psycho Ninja 47.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I recognize that because we featured his fan art.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. It's how do you make toys your career?
This is your question.
Our
mutual mentor, Fred Seibert, gave some great advice for any career you want to get into. He said, find a company you want to work for and take out the garbage for them. And that is very close to what my path in toys has been. I started as an unpaid intern cutting out hundreds of Care Bear packaging. So I think it's just that simple. You know, have a passion for this stuff, which if you're watching the show, clearly you do. Find a company close to you that has something to do with consumer products and just volunteer to work for free. And yeah. Make yourself indispensable, you will rise up through the ranks. I think it's just as simple as that, really.
I think that's actually excellent advice to give.
Yeah, we don't have to say anything.
Well, I mean, you guys had a similar path. You love video, you love animation, you love YouTube.
Yeah.
And you're in jobs and careers that a lot of people would love to have.
Well, talking about what Fred suggested, like what you say, like to get the garbage from them, but also just like when it comes to like animation on YouTube, just start doing it.
Yeah.
So, do it. You know, whether it's customizing toys or making your own toys, just start doing it, you know, with the means that you have, and you'll get better at creating, you know, or, you know, toy photography or making, say, YouTube videos about toys. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, a lot of people do it now, so, I mean, what's stopping you?
Yeah. And probably move out of the podunk town you grew up in and get somewhere where there are toy companies.
I think
that's also good advice.
Definitely good advice. Do not stay... You know, small town.
In one place for too long.
Okay, give us another one. What do you got?
All right,
the lovely
question.
Tiff, everybody.
Hello.
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 Another question regarding storage from Bumpin' Donuts.
Also featured as fan art.
These
are our hardcore fans right here.
Yeah.
They're great questions. This one is, how do you know when to keep the boxes for your toys? And what's the best way to clean and dust your toys?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, Jesse...
This is a passionate subject.
Yeah, it's a loaded question. No, depending on... You know, Jesse will always say, like, you gotta... I'm not sure if I'm using the right words, but you gotta free them from that plastic prison.
Yeah, right? That's exactly the right words.
And, you know, there's a few times where it's like, oh, if you have an extra toy, sure, keep it in the box. But, like, honestly, I like displaying my toys. And, you know, there's a couple toys that are displayed proudly on my shelves that I save the packaging for. And then when you live with someone, like, you know, a girlfriend or something like that, and, you know, you have holding on to all this extra stuff that you don't necessarily need, eventually you decide, you know what, that box isn't going to kill me. So then eventually you throw it out for your girlfriend.
Yeah, but you threw away the NECA Jason figure packaging, which is half
a sore subject.
Which is half the reason why that figure is amazing.
That figure that is box. Amazing, you know, for, you know, the inspiration and all that. But you know what? The box isn't going to do me any good unless I'm going to resell it. And I don't plan on it.
But it looks cool in the box. Like,
yeah.
So how do you do this?
I, you know, if it's a tearaway, like the Playmates figures or anything cheap, you know, from Target or Walmart, and it's tearaway, then it's garbage. You know, sometimes I'll keep the cardboard backing. I actually have all the cardboard backings for, every toy I had growing up. For some reason, my mom saved them. So, you know, when I was in Texas, like, I saw a giant stack of them. I'm like, that's insane. I don't know why I have them. But, you know, for the most part, I just throw that away. But if it's, like, Figma, Tamashii, like, boxes that you can just easily, you know, close, keep it. Until it gets out of hand. It's not out of hand for me yet, so...
Yeah, see, it became out of hand. Like, for example, you have, you know, I have four, maybe five, 400% bear bricks, and, you know, those boxes are currently taking up
those,
the space.
Yeah, those don't look good. The NECA Jason box looked good. That's okay. The only one that I'm arguing you that you should have kept.
Well...
Everything else, I'm like, eh.
Jesse?
What do you have to say for yourself? I actually... I spend a lot of brain power thinking about this, and I have a bit of a process. So if I bought a vintage toy, I will photograph it in the package. I'll flip it over, photograph the back of the card, and I will save one of the cards of a series, and I'll put that into a filing cabinet just for prosperity's sake and for research, and because possibly I'm on the OCD spectrum. I don't know. Yeah. So... If it's vintage, that's kind of what I do. I throw away the bubbles, don't need them. I store them usually in plastic bags and then put them into banker's boxes and label the banker boxes. Lately, I've been keeping some packaging. And like you said, for Figmas, for Tamashii Nations, for higher-end items, in part because when it comes to sort of having to ship them or store them safely and make sure all the pieces are accounted for.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of like a organization trait in some respects.
Especially like, it just keeps everything in place like this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also, they don't look bad. Like, like when they're lined up sideways. Like, I went into Image Anime, I don't know, probably with you guys the other day, and they just have all the Figmas lined up, and they have the figure, and they have the number.
Especially the side
level. Yeah, exactly. The side, the whole side art, it just looks good. It makes sense. And it's kind of like, you know, just having like a bookcase of that would look just as nice as having a bookcase of books.
But, you know, I will say, anything in the sort of 1/6 or 12-inch scale, Hot Toys or Sideshow or 3A, I'm definitely holding on to those boxes. And 3A in particular, they have such great aesthetic appeal, and the boxes look amazing. So, you know, that's one thing across the board, regardless of the size or scale, I hold on to those.
Speaking of Pizza Ranger, is there any update?
We will have a massive update very soon. We are waiting for the prototypes to be printed out in China. Mm-hmm. So we will show you something unpainted in the near future. Then we're going to move on to Paint Masters, and then eventually we'll get first shots. And, you know, it's a long and sorted process. It takes about a year from inception to get things to stores. So we'll do our best to kind of update you guys along the way. We're at the sort of boring part where, you know, the interesting preliminary work is done. Now we're just playing the waiting game. So that's why we haven't had any juicy tidbits to offer. But that's going to change very soon.
Yeah, I'm just happy with Tamashii's doing them. So
that's not actually true.
but
one day.
We Love Fine is doing it. Good friends of ours. And they've been more than gracious to... actually support Toy Pizza, so...
You know, and that's a good question for our fans. So, we'll have the Pizza Rangers up for pre-sale on We Love Fine at some point in the future. And we're starting to think about, okay, what else could we offer you guys? Would you be interested in some apparel items? Could we do some cool hats? Like, you know, you guys let us know if there's something that you think would be a good fit and that you would buy and that our friends at We Love Fine could set up for you. And... with your feedback, we'll not just launch a pre-order, we'll launch an entire store. Nice. and offer you all these great items, which, through you purchasing, helps continue our process and keeps us funded and keeps us making more videos. But yeah, we're going to have about a year to go over all this, so we will we'll certainly cross those bridge when come to.
Yeah. All right, so thank you all for the questions for us. Hopefully, you know, that our answers were sufficient enough for you, and always...
You know what? They better be sufficient.
They better be.
We're out here busting our balls.
Yeah, so definitely keep the questions coming. I mean, again, tweet at us, ask us on Tumblr, or just, you know, leave us a comment on any of our videos.
Or mail us, toypizzamail@gmail.com. Send us your questions there.
Yeah.
It's probably an easy way to get all the questions in one place.
Send us your trade offers. You know you want to trade some toys with us or sell us some toys. So just,
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And until next time.
Be sure to subscribe.
No, come on. That's too weak. We can do more energy.
It's the end of the podcast. It's
guys,
like an hour long.
Thank you for being with us for our very first podcast experience. Hopefully it wasn't horrible. We will get better. I promise you. And if you like it, let us know. If you want us to go back to the old format, too bad.
That's fair. So if you wanted to watch this, just hit the play button or head to our Tumblr. And in the description below, we'll have other sources of where you can download this podcast and listen to it while you're working out and jogging.
There's only one more thing to say.
Pizza out!
No, it's out. You said in.
I thought season two we were making
the
change.
We can't do another take.
Ridiculous.
Oh, man.
All right,
pizza
bye.
In. Total failure. This was just a unmitigated disaster.
Darn. Pizza well, in. We'll have to get them next time, boys.
So they can't all be winners.
Does the podcast just like end or do we...
It's over.
Or was it only 24 hours?
No, then like... This has been a podcast. Pizza Bird. You know, like,
podcast,
FM radio.
Did the cameras follow us?